Page 8. President's Message, Something for Everyone, by Jeff Tom. How many times have you heard CCB members say that a chapter should be primarily concerned with advocacy and related work in the community? On the other hand, how many times have you heard the view that social functions are every bit as, and maybe more, important? Perhaps even more to the point, there are members who feel that even though advocacy is a good thing, it just isn't for me for one reason or another, so let the other folks do it. Moreover, there are those who insist that if members want social functions, that's fine, but just leave me out of it. Page 9. The theme of this article is a simple one. Those who limit themselves to either the advocacy side of things or the social side are both doing CCB a disservice, even though they likely do not realize it. For 80 years, our mission has been and is to improve the lives of persons who are blind or who have low vision. At the core of this mission has always been advocating on behalf of persons with visual impairments, whether this means going before Congress, the state legislature, or the city council or county board of supervisors, advocating before federal, state, or local administrative agencies, going to court, or working in many other ways to assist the members of our community, CCB has always been at the forefront. Some people have a real love for engaging in such work, while others either don't care about it or are not convinced they can really do the job when it comes to advocacy. At the other end of the spectrum, many people love getting together with other persons who are blind or who have low vision just to have fun. Pizza parties, bingo games, Tupperware or pampered chef parties, movie nights, picnics, jaunts to a casino, or a baseball game. The list is endless. They just enjoy the comradeship of others that have visual impairments. And yet, some of those who work tirelessly to help those with vision loss just don't want to get involved in this type of activity with other CCB members. Page 10. So what's wrong with this picture? What's the problem with a different strokes for different folks attitude? In theory, nothing. But practically speaking, I would argue that each group sends a harmful message to the other. Those who enjoy the social functions but avoid advocacy at all cost make those advocates feel like the entire burden of the chapter's work is upon them. Why should we work so hard when those folks don't do any work? One argument made by those who don't want to work on any type of advocacy is that I am just no good at it. Well, you don't need to have a silver tongue or be able to write a novel. If you go to your transit district meeting when bus service is being reduced and just sit with your colleagues who are talking, or maybe just say a few words about how losing that bus line is going to hurt you, that's all you need to do. It isn't that hard, and it makes a real difference. Moreover, it really makes the hardcore advocates feel that you are in the boat with them. On the other side of the fence, those who never attend social functions make others begin to wonder whether somehow those who stay away consider themselves better than the rest of the members. People have busy lives and many competing priorities. But it is important to show how much you value your colleagues by participating in at least some of the social events. Advocacy and social functions are both perceived as important goals. A stronger sense of unity can develop among all chapter members. And isn't this what all of us really want? So if you have a comfort zone as either an advocate or a participant in social functions, jump outside that comfort zone, and you'll be doing everyone, and even yourself, a big favor.